USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The deadline for private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate the vaccine or COVID-19 testing has been pushed back 1 month from the first week in January to the second week of February. This after a federal appeals court late Friday in a split decision ruled that the Biden administration's vaccine mandate can take effect. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki accusing West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin of backtracking on his commitments to support President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda. After the senator said this on Fox News Sunday.
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation.
Psaki saying Senator Manchin committed to the president to support the framework, and his comments are at odds with the discussions he's had with President Biden. The Senate has left Washington for their Christmas break, the bill not expected to come to a vote until next year. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Could former President Trump have to testify before the January 6th committee? Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republican members of the January 6th committee, would not comment on whether or not President Trump committed a crime, although he says nobody is above the law.
Nobody should be above the law, but we also recognize we can get the information without him at this point. And obviously, when you subpoena the former president, that comes with a whole kind of, you know, circus environment.
He says if they need to, the committee will subpoena the former president. Gas prices falling 6 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.41 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey saying prices have fallen for a month now due to lower crude oil prices. Gas is the most expensive in the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.77 per gallon and the lowest in Houston at $2.83. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents apprehending more than 173,000 illegal immigrants at the southern border in November. It's an increase of more than 5%. Texas getting serious about illegal immigration on its border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
COVID-19 continuing to impact the sports world. The NBA has called off 3 games for today. Cleveland at Atlanta, Denver at Brooklyn, and New Orleans at Philadelphia. 5 Cleveland Cavaliers players entering COVID-19 protocols today. CNN closed its offices over the weekend as COVID-19 cases have increased. Meanwhile, the variant prompting businesses, schools, and venues to shut down. Harvard University, Stanford, and Cornell all shutting down their campuses. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.